have heard the name of the ship, the Queen Elizabeth, too, haven't you? She is the largest, wealthiest passenger ship in the world. Luckily, the other day she paid a call to Nagasaki Port. Having been interested in the beautiful ship, I went to have a look at her at the pier. Seeing the passengers stepping down from the deck, I could not help wondering what kind of wealthy people they were. I wished I were rich enough to enjoy cruising around the world on such a wonderful ship. It happened that one of the passengers asked me the way to the shopping center. He was with his wife. They were a well-dressed old couple about the age of 60. I was glad to have a chance to talk to them. I said to them, "You are very happy people, aren't you? You can afford to travel on such a wonderful ship. You must be billionaires." Then the man answered, "Oh, I'm not a billionaire at all. I have been working very hard for over 40 years, sweaty and covered with oil. I was given this vacation as the result." I was much moved by his response. While walking with them toward the shopping center, another passenger joined us. She was a friend of the couple. In the course of our talk, she said, "There are only a few rich people on this ship. I have worked very hard for 35 years looking forward to this day." To my surprise, she showed me her work-worn fingers. They were crooked and rough. I was very impressed by her talk. Their statements seem to tell me that we are allowed to play only after we have worked hard. If we work long and hard, we will be able to enjoy vacations. These people appeared to follow this course and carry it out. After saying goodbye to them, I went home happily, saying to myself, "The harder we work, the more enjoyable our vacations will become."